Now, if you are currently off the market in a relationship, I feel like that applies to you, Kelly, right?
Maybe.
We'll see how today goes.
Okay.
Feel lucky that you don't have to deal with these predicted dating trends of 2025.
Okay.
So Plenty of Fish, dating website, right?
Uh-huh.
They have released these trends every single year. So this is what to expect if you're in the dating world next year.
Okay.
A thing called yap trapping.
What's yap trapping?
When someone talks about themselves on a date, doesn't ask questions.
Oh, yeah. That is not a good way to get to know somebody.
Right.
Make sure you don't dominate the conversation.
Right. You'll have to deal with that, apparently, if you are in the dating world or expected to be in 2025. Freak matching.
Okay. What does that mean?
Explain. Freak matching is connecting with someone over a shared quirk. You know, your freak flag.
Okay, you have similar freak flags.
Yeah. You know, you're weird. You know it. You're like, hey, I'm owning that, right?
Yes.
Grim keeping, kind of like freak matching, but bonding with someone over your darker side.
Oh.
Shared dislikes.
Okay.
Or maybe a mutual strong hatred towards something or someone.
Wow, that's a great place to root a new relationship and hating the same things.
Right?
Wow.
You've heard of being smitten, right?
Yes.
Well, a dating trend to watch out for in 2025, according to Plenty of Fish, is being smutten.
What's being smutten?
When you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life.
Okay, that's not living in reality.
No.
That's a warning flag for anybody.
And then,
that's a warning flag for yourself.
And then
if you
finally
know that about yourself, you need to like pull yourself out of that.
Yeah, right.
That's not healthy.
And then finally, dating trend in 2025, sticking.
Sticking?
Pursuing someone after looking past an initial ick or something superficial that you don't like.
Oh, okay.
Like,
they icked you out first, and then but you're like, okay, upon second look, maybe wasn't as bad.
One of my icks is I don't like a guy who chews sunflower seeds. And then it's like, oh, you know what?
He's really hot.
He is really hot. I guess I can look
past
that.
And he doesn't do that all the time.
He doesn't do it all the time.
Maybe just on road trips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you're currently off the market, feel happy that you don't have to deal with any of these supposed romantic dating trends of 2025.
I'm already exhausted.
Now, 2024, a year ago, they did the same thing. Riz-colored glasses, cannon bailing, and premature intimacy were some of the ones on their list from last year.
I'm going to need a dictionary.